Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network at WWFM.org. Good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to music by composers who are also successful painters. Fixtures and an exhibition is what we call tonight's program. Composers who were also successful painters this week. Arnold Schoenberg may immediately spring to mind, but I thought we'd focus on some who don't get quite as much airplay. Therefore, the bulk of this hour will be devoted to music by two contrasting figures, the cantankerous American modernist Karl Ruggles and the Lithuanian romantic Mikalojus Čiurlionis. We'll also have time for a little piano work by the painter Lionel Feininger. Let's begin with Karl Ruggles, a friend of Charles Ives. He lived from 1876 to 1971, 95 years, creator of a handful of meticulously crafted, uncompromising works. Ruggles' method was described by musicologist Charles Seeger as dissonant counterpoint, a system wherein all the traditional rules of counterpoint are reversed, so the dissonance, rather than consonance, is the norm. The very practice smacks of contrarianism. Not surprisingly, he was beloved by Ives. When someone had the audacity to boo a work by Ruggles at a concert given in 1931, Ives berated the critic as a sissy. "Why can't you stand up before fine, strong music like this and use your ears like a man?" Ives asked. Ruggles was not without his personality flaws, and not all of them were innocuous. He delighted in flying in the face of everyone's concept of a genteel artist, with ribald stories and profanity, but he was also pretty free with racist remarks, so much so that some of his friends became ashamed and began to distance themselves. In addition to his activities as a composer, it just so happens that Ruggles created hundreds of paintings over the course of his life, and he was successful enough at it that he was invited to hang shows and even sold many of his canvases. This is actually one of his more frequently performed musical works. It is called Sun Treader, inspired by Robert Browning's poem Pauline, in particular the line, "Sun Treader, light and life be thine forever." It was given its first performance in Paris in 1932 with Jean Martinon conducting the Boston Symphony. In this performance, we hear the Boston Symphony, this time from 1970. Michael Tilson Thomas is the conductor. Here is Sun Treader by Karl Ruggles. music composed between 1926 and 1931 by American composer Carl Ruggles. That was called Sun Treader, Ruggles' longest and best-known work. We've heard the Boston Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas. Carl Ruggles, also a prolific painter, he was such a meticulous composer, he actually produced far more canvases than he did pieces of music. In contrast to the care he took over his scores, he could finish a painting in a single afternoon. Mikalojus Čiurlionis was born in Lithuania in 1875. He died in 1911 at the age of 35. In his 35 years, Čiurlionis managed to compose about 400 pieces of music and paint about 300 canvases. A pioneer of abstract art in Europe, he was an exemplar of the Symbolist and Art Nouveau movements and a major figure in Lithuanian culture. Čiurlionis was a synesthete. That is to say, he perceived colors and music simultaneously. We'll be listening to one of his symphonic poems. Jošas Demarkus conducts the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra in this music composed between 1903 and 1907. This is The Sea by Mikalojus Čiurlionis. Music composed between 1903 and 1907 by Mikolajos Charlianos. That was the symphonic poem The Sea. The Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Jozas Domarkas. Charlianos, equally committed as a composer and a painter. He was a major figure in Lithuanian culture. Lionel Feininger alone, of our composers tonight, is known almost exclusively as a visual artist. Feininger lived from 1871 to 1956. Born and raised in New York, he moved to Germany at the age of 16. There, he became a leading practitioner of German Expressionism and the Bauhaus. With the rise of the Nazis in the 1930s and the party's campaign against modern art, Feininger was driven out of Germany and after 50 years returned to the United States, where he met with great success. Feininger had no formal music studies beyond a few years of violin lessons. Regardless, he composed 13 fugues with extant sketches for a 14th. These he composed by ear, with the music of Johann Sebastian Bach being an undisguised influence. Feininger claimed that the influence of Bach was equally evident in his painting. Here's the first of these fugues, composed in 1921, while Feininger was working in the Bauhaus movement in Weimar. The pianist is Ani Jikel. Thank you. music dating from 1921 by the painter Lionel Feininger. That was the first of 13 completed fugues. The pianist was Ani Jiquel. And with that fugue number one by Feininger, a major figure of the Bauhaus movement, we come to the conclusion of this week's program, devoted to composers who were also painters. Fixtures and an Exhibition. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network at wwfm.org.